Hi, my name is Sydney Wilson.
Hi, my name is Sydney Wright.
And we're going to talk about intersectionality.
The online definition of intersectionality is the theory that the overlap of various social identities, such as race, gender, sexuality, and class, contributes to the specific type of systemic oppression and discrimination experienced by an individual.
What is intersectionality?
No comment.
What do you think intersectionality is?
It's like, I think, it's like the...
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of got used to that. I don't really care, but...
Just, for lack of a better word, intersection of, like, different minorities, almost.
Do you know what intersectionality is?
No.
Do you know what intersectionality is?
Yes, kind of.
What is it?
I think intersectionality is when you have multiple qualities that you can be discriminated against that aren't necessarily from the same category, so they meet at an intersect, I guess. So it's like...
What is intersectionality?
Intersectionality is, it's hard for me to describe it, but like I can use an example. For example, feminism. So all of the feminism, it was just like all of the white ladies, and then the feminism was for the white ladies. But that's not right. Feminism should be for everyone, not just the white ladies. It should be for also the people of color, and then also the people that are LGBTQ+, and then everyone else. And intersectionality is like having something that was supposed to build everyone up, but having it actually build everyone up. Not just one group of people, not a subset, everyone.
That was so good. Do you know what intersectionality is?
Yes, I know what intersectionality is.
What is it?
Intersectionality is when, I'm so bad at defining things, is when multiple social groups overlap to, that have experienced discrimination in society or haven't had the proper representation.
When did you learn what intersectionality was?
I think I learned fully what intersectionality was in Super 12.
As a senior?
Yeah.
Where did you learn what it was?
In English class with Mrs. Lacey Hall.
Was that in what year of high school?
Senior year.
So you didn't know what it was before your senior year?
I did not.
Where did you learn what intersectionality was?
Super 12 with Delisi Hall.
Was that in your senior year of high school?
Yes, in the last like month of my senior year of high school.
Where did you learn what intersectionality is?
I don't know. I've been talking to people, and I'm trying to educate myself in the world.
Do you think people should learn what intersectionality is in school?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so intersectionality is the cross-section of, like, race and gender and sexual orientation and, like, all of the minorities. It's where they, like, come together and meet in, like, one person. So do you think that's an important thing that we should be learning about in schools?
I think it should be mentioned, but I feel like the school system already has such a difficult time with teaching us about, I wouldn't say more important, but, like, just more important things that are necessary to, like, go on to college and to get college degrees, that I think it should be mentioned, but there shouldn't be like a dedicated class or shouldn't be dedicated time to specifically talking about something like that that isn't totally necessary for us to know to go on in life.
Do you think that we should be taught what intersectionality is at a younger age?
Definitely.
Why?
Because it's important to be aware of like the world around you, and I feel like a lot of us are it's not ignorance if you didn't know it existed, right? So we're just not taught that, like, there's a whole nother layer to, like, our world.
Do you think you should be taught what intersectionality is earlier than senior year?
Yeah, I feel like it takes a long time for it to, like go into your head and understand, like, the depth of the topic and how it relates to so many people, and you just don't hear about it ever, so...
Do you think we should be taught what intersectionality is in school?
I think we should be taught what intersectionality is so that we have the language to discuss it. I think that we should be taught what intersectionality is in our history classes rather than being taught in our English classes in order to make up for different aspects of our education that we didn't receive.
Oh.
Oh, no. Where have you seen intersectionality in your everyday life?
That's a good question. oppression in like terms of like intersectionality or like just women of color, like I don't I see women of color every day, but I mean I don't necessarily like see them, I'm not necessarily a witness to their oppression, you know what I mean?
Where do you see intersectionality in everyday life?
That's a tricky question. Maybe that's a bad sign. Maybe I don't see it as much as I should. Probably not in Irvington because it's very heteronormative. So I don't see it a lot here. Yeah.
And where do you see intersectionality in everyday life?
Everywhere. I mean, everyone who's around you, for the most part. I mean, depending on the diversity of the area, but generally speaking, like everywhere you go.
And where do you see intersectionality in everyday life?
Intersectionality, I think, affects the majority of the population who feel they belong to different social groups and feel that they have seen those groups individually be advocated, but they haven't seen them discussed together.
And where do you see intersectionality in your everyday life?
Well, we live in the state of New York, 45 minutes away from the city, and so the city is a very diverse area, and there are a lot of different types of people, and so definitely in this area.
Where have you seen intersectionality in everyday life?
I mean, I guess if it's what you describe, then you see it like everywhere, all the time, right? Because everyone is a member in some way of this intersectionality.
So, Sydney, what did you notice about people's responses when we asked them what intersectionality was?
I noticed that most people who knew what intersectionality was didn't learn about it until their senior year of high school, and that the one person that did know about it seemed to have an interest in the topic, and others just didn't know about it at all.
When do you think in a perfect world kids should be exposed to the concept?
In my perfect world, I think that we would all, as high school students, be exposed to the concept, like, as early as middle school so that we could become familiar with it and we could prevent the cycle of oppression that happens in modern society from recurring. Do you think the culture in Irvington plays a role in why people didn't know what intersectionality was until senior year, if at all?
Yes, I think that people in Irvington like to think that they're exposed to diversity because we are only about 40 minutes away from the city. However, Irvington is predominantly white and is not exposed to very much diversity, so it is not as prevalent as it would be in other areas. How do you think we can increase exposure in Irvington to the concept of intersectionality?
I think that a good way to increase exposure to intersectionality and diversity in Irvington would be to physically bring kids to areas with more diversity so they could see how little they really interact with people who have different backgrounds and who have been oppressed in different ways. For example, earlier in the year in Super 12, we listened to a podcast called 3 Miles Apart, where a school in a predominantly white, well-funded area took a field trip to a school just 3 miles away in an area that didn't have as much funding and wasn't as supported by like local people. And the students from the more well-funded school had a much better understanding of the lack of diversity they truly experienced and how like monochrome like their school really was.
An example of an area that might be more exposed to intersectionality close to Irvington is Sleepy Hollow, where their population is 60% Hispanic, whereas Irvington is only 6% Hispanic, and Sleepy Hollow is 32% white, and Irvington is 75% white. So those statistics alone show how little diversity there is in Irvington compared to a town that's 2 miles away.
And that's just in the school system, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So even in the town of Sleepy Hollow itself, there's even more diversity that the students are exposed to, whereas in Irvington, we don't even have that. From the research we conducted and the interviews we listened to, we can clearly tell there is a gap in Irvington's teaching and the learning of the students when it comes to diversity and intersectionality and learning how we can be more aware of the people around us and be more accepting. And Irvington definitely needs to figure out a way to become more accepting and more aware and to better teach its students about diversity.